Chapter 2. Ignoring the anxious cries and bellows of the cows, Suzanne dashed back through the barn and out into the sunlight. Skidding wildly in the gravel, she pawed open her car door and flung herself inside. Bam! Her door locks clicked down hard. Then she fumbled her key into the ignition, gripped her steering wheel, and cranked the engine hard until it whined in protest. In full panic mode, her teeth chattering so hard she was afraid she'd pop a filling, Suzanne hesitated for a second and looked around and saw absolutely nothing. There were no other people, no other cars. So what was the best thing, the smartest thing for her to do in a situation like this? Her heart still hammering inside her chest, she squirmed wildly in the driver's seat, trying to make sure a maniac wasn't about to leap at her with a shrieking, clattering chainsaw. When none showed up, Suzanne pulled her cell phone from her purse and dialed the law enforcement center in Kindred. Marilyn Grabowski, the 911 dispatcher, came on the line immediately. 911, what's your emergency?
Get me Sheriff Doogie,
Suzanne hollered.
I need Sheriff Doogie right away.
But Marilyn needed a little more information than that. Still babbling with fear, Suzanne tried to explain the situation.
This is Suzanne Dietz. I'm out here at Mike Mullen's place on Country Trail, and Mike's been, well, I'm pretty sure that he's been killed. Stabbed, I think. Murdered in cold blood.
Marilyn, who'd honed her calming skills as a first-grade teacher years ago, knew exactly what to do.
First things first, Marilyn said. You get out of there, Suzanne. Do you hear me? Your life could be in danger, too.
Suzanne nodded wildly into the phone.
Yeah,
she said.
Sure.
I mean it, Suzanne. Drive back to the main road and wait there until someone shows up. I'm alerting Deputy Driscoll right now, sending him directly out your way. It won't be long, 5 minutes at the most.
We need Sheriff Doogie, too,
Suzanne stuttered.
You gotta send Doogie.
I'm putting in a call to him, Marilyn said. But I know he's just getting out of a county board meeting.
Okay.
Get out of there now, Suzanne. And don't take any chances. Help is on the way. Suzanne was just about to throw her car in gear when she decided to make another call. She had that particular number on speed dial, so she hit it and waited, hung on tight. Sam was on the line in a matter of seconds.
I have a problem, Suzanne said.
Tell me. Sam was used to calls without long preambles. He was a doctor, after all. Suzanne stammered out pretty much what she'd told the dispatcher, and then Sam told her pretty much what the dispatcher had told her. Get out of there fast. Don't take any chances. Wait for help to arrive. Suzanne, being a self-confessed contrarian, hung up and thought about this for exactly 30 seconds. Then she did the complete opposite of what she'd been instructed. After a careful look around the farmyard, to be sure the fire-breathing maniac with the chainsaw still wasn't coming after her, she switched off her engine. Then she kicked open the driver's side door and stepped back out. A bright golden sun still lasered down. A light breeze kicked up bits of dust and leaves and spun them toward a low pen where a trio of woolly sheep peeked out at her. Over near the farmhouse, a birdbath pattered. The scene looked normal enough. On the other hand, clenching her jaw, Suzanne studied the farmhouse and worried. Was Mike's wife, Claudia, at home? Did she need help? Was somebody inside with her right now, holding a butcher knife to her throat? Slowly, cautiously, as if she were picking her way across a bed of hot coals, Suzanne walked to the house. She climbed the three creaking stairs that led to the small back porch and stared at the screen door. Now what? Well, maybe just pound on the door and see if Claudia's in there. Suzanne knocked on the door and waited. Nothing. She knocked again, a little harder this time, causing the door to rattle in its frame. It terrified her to think that Claudia might be lying on the kitchen floor, face down in a pool of her own blood. That single, horrifying thought compelled her to take action. She reached down, turned the doorknob, and gingerly pulled the door open a tentative couple of inches.
Claudia?
Suzanne called out.
Are you in here?